Hello, Bob. This is Jackie Beckerman.
Hi, Jackie Beckerman.
I was out yesterday, and I did try you the day before. You were not answering, and I couldn't leave a message on your machine. I think you know I tried because.
I left you. Yeah, I was. I thought it was your message. I thought it was you, yeah. But there was no message, and I was like,
right.
I just missed this call. Okay, no big deal. Things happen.
Right. Maybe a little bit nicer message that you leave would be appropriate.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am.
I know, and I'm gonna accept it. But let me tell you, there are very few people here who would even take your call after a message like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
really? Wow. Well, so, you know.
Here's the scoop. Okay, I can't talk to you about this case anymore. The case is done. There's nothing else I can do for you with that case. I have talked to our lawyers. I have talked to everyone.
Asked you, who, which lawyer? Because, again, you don't say who.
Bob, it doesn't matter. It's done.
Matter to me. It matters to me.
But it does.
Because when you say that, I need to know that you're sincere and that I spoke to this person.
Bob, I am sincere. Hold on 1 minute.
No offense, man. I mean, this is really kind of...
Okay, I apologize. I have an emergency in the ED right
now.
Go ahead. Hold on 1 minute.
Go ahead. Take your time. Take your time.
Hey, good. I feel like they come right in. They were great. I just wanted you to know she was there. You know what? Yeah, I think it's really... I mean, at first, when she called, you know, she's a horrible disease. At first, she thought it was blockage, which she's had before. But she's also vomiting some blood, so I don't know. I think they'll decide which way, and then she was Moffitt's patient, and unfortunately one of the temples not there today, but Fleming is if they need him, so. Okay, so I think it's good. I just wanted to let you know. Thank you, my friend. Okay. Yeah, this doesn't stop. Okay, thanks. Take care. Okay, I'm sorry. So,
no,
Bob,
that's fine.
Here's the thing. Let's just say it's our legal department all the way down, okay? There's no one on that legal department that doesn't agree that we're finished with this case, and I am so sorry for you because I know you are not, but there's nothing we can offer you about the case.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
We also asked who was going to pay for your health care, and since we are done with this case, there will be no payment from us for future health care, okay?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Just because you guys say it's over does not make it so. You understand it? This is my truth. This is my reality. And I don't see here, I mean, and again, I don't see any sense of contrition. I got this letter that's been white, that obviously has been, you know, filtered and washed and filtered and washed. I don't even know who else was CC'd in this thing, but doesn't have any valid information in it, doesn't tell me anything, doesn't make me feel any more confident that the... You're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you, Bob, at all. I am not...
Just because you say it's done does not make my truth any different.
Bob,
and
I don't know what else to tell you. I want to help you with health care, okay? But if you need someone, I asked you if you need a...
It's your responsibility. At what point does the university say... Not instead of saying, that said, I'm truly sorry to hear that you're struggling right now. I don't want, you know, I am truly sorry to hear that you're struggling right now because of your sexual assault by Gareth Warren and the behavior and reactions by the personnel at the University of Rochester. That's a sincere, that says something. You know, I am writing to reassure you that the University of Rochester has taken your complaints regarding Dr. Warren extremely seriously. Prove it. How? We have instituted this. We are looking forward to doing, you know, a new program. This something. We're continuing an educational issue. We're doing something. But
Bob,
you doesn't say anything about that.
Bob, as you can imagine, the university is undergoing all kinds of training and mandatory training.
I don't believe it.
Well,
then where the heck is... where does the victim... What kind of training? What kind of... No, Jackie, this is important to me. Jackie, this is important to me. So all this training that you're doing, at what point does the... Are you guys addressing the victims of people like me? How are you addressing these people?
What is it that you actually want?
I told you I wanted something. I wanted an experience, and I, you know, really.
What is it you want?
I want peace.
I can't figure it out.
I thought you were going to give me a list of providers and
but
get me health care and say I've talked to these people.
You say no, then. You want psychiatrists? What kind of...
I don't know. You're the one who says that I need to see a psychiatrist. Apparently,
well,
I'm the only one that's upset. I want...
I'm
let me go...
Not,
is doctor... I want to see the same one Dr. Warren's seeing. Let me go and see
Bob,
the same shrink
Bob,
Dr. Warren's seeing.
Bob,
I mean, you guys are paying for him, and you're taking good care of Dr. Warren, and
no,
he's the perpetrator.
Deliver on you.
What are you going to do for me? What are you going to do?
Bob.
All these programs that you've been... Jackie, let me get my point. Jackie, you're cutting me off.
I am sorry.
If you have all these things, all these programs, we've had multiple conversations. What do you think that I need in your professional assessment at this point? What do you think is an administrator, as a human being? What do you think?
As a human being, if you ask me as a human being, I think you could use some counseling. But you have told me you don't trust anybody in the healthcare field, and you don't want to.
And can you imagine why?
Yes, but how can I get...
So in these programs, in all these programs that you have, how do you deal with the victims? What have you guys learned in these programs that you've instituted that address this issue? Because you should have learned something.
Bob, I cannot have this conversation.
Yes, you can. Why are you? I want to know how you guys are going
to
fix.
I want
to know how the universe.
Maybe we have to do this.
No, we don't. We don't. We need to know how the university deals with victims and deals with me going forward. What do you suggest? There must be something. You have all these. Call a specialist. Call the specialist and say.
We're done. It's done. That case is done.
So call up somebody if you think.
It's done, Bob. I mean, you're...
You're not making sense. You're changing the subject. You're not, Jackie, you're yelling and you're not being productive. If you have all, you're not. No, I'm not done. You're just cutting me off and you're talking over me and inciting me. And is this what you learned in your program and how to deal with victims? Is this what you've learned? Is this how you guys like instituted these programs, is to incite people and to deny them health care and to not even offer and like make suggestions? It sure seems that way to me. Am I a practical joke? Am I a practical joke to the university?
What I hear you saying is that you want behavioral health help right now. I
want to know what you guys do and how do you help people? What do you do when somebody walks in other than me? How do you do? What does these programs institute?
But you want to know if someone came in with a charge of sexual assault, what care we would provide? We would suggest in terms of care.
Yeah, how are you going to handle that? If I walk into patient relations and say I was sexually assaulted during a physical exam by Gareth Warren, then he stalked and harassed me.
Did that, and we already went
not
that.
If I say it was by Jackie Beck. If I was walk in and say I was sexually assaulted by, I don't know, Jackie Beckerman, or I don't know, Steve Goldman. I have no idea. Doesn't matter. I'm using Gareth Warren because that's particular to my case. Okay? That's my truth. I'm talking about what would you do for anybody?
Okay, so
if Ann Beckerman walks in.
Thank you. I got the request.
What do you do?
I will tell you
this is your job, right? Isn't this what you do?
Bob, what you are doing right now and continuing to have this conversation that I can't help you with is not possible.
No, you can help me with it. What do you do? You haven't answered. Isn't this your job, Jackie?
Okay,
I mean,
Bob,
if somebody
I'm
walks in with a patient an experience, a relation, a patient...
I'm going to get off.
No, you're just... Listen, you cannot answer the hard question.
We would refer to someone who has been sexually assaulted. I will get you the name.
Who do you do? No, how does the university... What does the university do? You haven't answered my question. What about my physical health care? You're not answering my question. If somebody walks in, you're still... Jackie, you're kind of... Jackie, maybe if you keep talking, this is how you deal with victims. You incite them, you talk over them, and you blame victim blame. You're victim blaming and you're bullying right now. Please stop. Please be a human being.
Okay.
Please take a deep breath. Please take a deep breath.
And I'm getting off the phone right now, Bob.
Because you haven't answered any of my questions.
But, Bob, you are asking me questions that I have told you.
No, what does someone do if Ann Beckerman walked into patient relations?
Okay, I'm not going to have you personalize this to my family.
Why not?
Anymore.
Anybody. I don't know.
Thank you.
I want it.